I used to hear the words of Isaiah and think about a garden near Mexico City where statues of the indigenous tribes bring offerings to Our Lady of Guadalupe. I used to hear the words of Isaiah and think about the gatherings of people from all over the world in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican. But now I hear the words of Isaiah about the invitation of God, inviting all of the peoples of the world to see and share His glory. And I think about Sunday Mass here at Our Lady of Lourdes. Isaiah tells us about the Lord gathering together all of the nations of the world to see His glory. All of the peoples of every nation and every language and every culture will be invited to the holy mountain of the Lord God. They will come to the holy city of Jerusalem and make their offerings to the Lord. It will not just be offerings of gold and silver. It will not just be the fruits of the earth, the people themselves. You will be the acceptable offering to God. More precious than gold or silver are the people the Lord has invited to be His own. This invitation announced by the prophet Isaiah has been made present to us in the Lord Jesus. Jesus Himself is the invitation of God. And Jesus tells us of the banquet of the kingdom of heaven. To the table at the banquet will come people from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and they will recline at the table of the banquet. For they are not invited as servants, but as friends of the Master. And yet not all will accept the invitation. Some will reject the invitation to the banquet, just as some reject the invitation to join the celebration here. Not all will take their place at the table of the Master. Now the preacher to the Hebrews tells us about the discipline of our loving God and Father. This is not discipline for the sake of punishment. This is not even the discipline given because of disobedience. This is the discipline that leads to endurance. This is the discipline that enables us to stand fast in our difficulties and fight against temptations. This is the discipline of the athlete of God, who with eyes fixed on the unveiled glory of Christ, runs the race to the kingdom. The Lord God, who gives us the invitation, also prepares us to respond to the invitation. We receive the discipline of God because we are beloved children of God, called to the house of the Father. And the entrance to the house of the Father is the narrow gate. We hear the parable of those who were locked out of the banquet. They did not want to enter the banquet through the narrow gate. They wanted to respond to the invitation on their own terms. Maybe they rejected the other people who were invited. They rejected the discipline. They claimed to have eaten in the company of the Master, and they claimed to have heard Him teach, but the Master did not know them. They had indeed heard the word and seen the meal, but they merely wanted to be students who acquired knowledge and not disciples who sought to follow the way of the Lord. They wanted to know about the Master. They did not seek to know Him. And for that reason, they could not enter the narrow gate. For the narrow gate is only wide enough for one person. Only through union with the person of Jesus Christ, who crushes the gates of hell and opens the gate of heaven by the blood of His holy cross, can we enter into the banquet. Only through the invitation of the Lord, given freely to us, can we approach the gate. Only through the loving and careful acceptance of the discipline of the Lord can we be united with Christ Jesus, and only through Him and with Him and in Him can we take our place at the banquet and recline at the table in the kingdom of the Father. Amen.